I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Let's get to all the dirt for today. What do we have, Dina? What are we waking up to?
All right. Well, Gabrielle Union, we told you, was allegedly let go from America's Got Talent because she spoke out about problematic racism and sexism. So now NBC and the production companies behind the show have agreed to hear her concerns about the workplace culture. And what she responded to that was basically a picture with the requirements of a solid apology and added, anything less is covering your own behind.
Wow.
You go, girl. You know, I love that she's not backing down. And what's even better is that Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy and Deborah Messing, she also, the both of them came forward to say that they support her in the wake of her firing. And both the Grey's Anatomy and Will and Grace star not only said they support her, but they kind of called out NBC as well, even though those are their home networks,
right,
too. So,
well,
like,
Grey's Anatomy isn't. What is on Pompeo doing?
Yeah, ABC.
Maybe she's done some NBC stuff.
Yes, yeah. She has. So, I mean, both networks have hired them before.
Right, right.
And so for them to say something out against those networks is pretty, you know, pretty brazen of them, but we applaud them for that.
Give them a solid apology. I love that.
Supporting each other. Solid apology.
Solid.
Nothing less. Well, we suspected this, but now it's confirmed. Caitlyn Jenner recently shared that she and Khloe Kardashian have not spoken in about 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And we kind of thought that was the case, but she confirmed it. The I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here star said that she talked to each of her kids about her transition separately. And she said Khloe, for some reason, was not happy going through this whole process. And she said it's been 5 or 6 years and I really haven't talked to her since. And that's really sad because she said they're really close and she's raised her basically since she was 5 years old.
Wow. Right. I mean, it's, you know, your parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They were always very close.
Yeah.
That's
like
sad.
Your dad. That has to happen.
Yeah. So maybe now that she's talking out about it, maybe good things will happen and they will find a way to come back together again.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations are in order for Kellan Lutz. The Twilight star's wife, Brittany, is expecting their first child together.
Nice.
Cool.
They shared it on Instagram saying, so pumped for our little family to grow and can't wait to meet you, little Lutz. I hope they don't call him Little Lutz.
Little Lutz.
Little
LL
Lutz.
For short.
Yeah, I really hope that they give him a good name and not just Little Lutz.
That's funny, though. I like it. It's cute.
That being the first name, Little.
Until you're, like, stop trying to date somebody, what's your name, Little Lutz?
Stop picking on the Lutz.
Well, you don't have to say the last name, too. Just Little.
No. All right. A new project for Johnny Depp. Interesting. He's producing a musical about Michael Jackson. However, it's told from the perspective of Michael Jackson's glove.
Wait a second. So, like, the glove talks, or
I guess
tells
I don't
story?
Know.
Like, it's odd. Like, narrates it.
It's gonna be everything that has happened to Michael Jackson, what he's gone through, from the point of view of the glove, and apparently everything that Michael Jackson has been accused of has been caused by his glove, which is actually an alien from outer space.
Oh, whoa. I knew that.
That's
yes.
So weird.
That.
What happens if the glove was in a pocket during, like, an important period and wasn't able to report the actual
events?
That.
It wouldn't let you do that because the alien would control your hand. That's why. Don't you know anything about alien gloves?
That's when you thought it couldn't get any weirder. Some of the stars of the musical, like Corey Feldman, Donny Osmond, and Bubbles the Chimpanzee, will be played by puppets.
Interesting.
Okay.
You know, now I want to see it.
No.
You know, before, not so much. But
I just want to wake up.
I love movies about gloves.
I feel like I want to wake up right now. Like, this is something I just need to wake up from.
Yeah.
All right. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Probably was jealous, too, because he was Edward Scissorhands, and you can't wear
is
gloves
that
with
true?
Scissors.
Yeah. No, that's not good.
It's the Kellogg Crew. It's 94.7. Now time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some help for the holidays and your spending of all those great gifts, Pioneer Valley Credit Union offers holiday loans. For more details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's up in dirt?
All right, Liam Payne, acting like a bad boy from One Direction. He was at a bar in Texas on Friday night with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And he got a little upset when they wouldn't let them into the bar. Now, how they got in the first place, probably because everybody recognized him and they were like, yeah, just come on in with your group.
Sure.
But then they left the bar and tried to come back in. And here's the thing. Liam is 26, no problem.
Right.
His girlfriend is 19 years old.
Oh,
and
okay.
They wouldn't let her back in the bar.
Oh, so gotcha. At first they were able to
yes.
get in or...
Yeah, yeah. Just like yes. up all the crowd.
Yes,
yeah,
so then he got into a big fight with the bouncer. Let's just say he probably shouldn't have worn a white shirt
with
to a bar
bouncer.
Fight. Yeah, because he was all dirtied up. I saw the video on TMZ.
Once there's a finger
wow.
pointing, it all goes down.
So, hey. Again, I don't know how they do this in the UK, but it doesn't fly over here. If you
wow.
don't like the fact that your 19-year-old girlfriend can't get in the bar, then you go back home, you go into those bars.
But don't you know who I am?
Oh, we know who you are. We'll make sure it says that on your plane ticket back. Yeah, exactly.
Is she a pop star too?
Instamodel. All right. So it looks like Pete Davidson doesn't want anybody to know about his jokes that he's been doing at his shows. Apparently they are so funny, he doesn't want anybody else copying them. So what he's doing is handing out non-disclosure agreements before all his shows. This is according to Variety. Anybody who comes to the show... Okay, as a patron,
mm-hmm.
has to sign a contract
wow.
promising they won't tweet or Instagram any opinions about his show or give out
so
any of the information about it.
So
they
can't even
pay
say
a million.
It's bad.
No.
No.
No opinions.
$1 million. Is it worth it, though?
No recounting jokes.
What if he has a really good joke? Is it worth it?
Well, I guess not. I mean, one
I guess
fan,
I can.
She said she refused to sign and she was given a full refund.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but she says, you know, I didn't want to sign it. It's basically saying I'm not able to comment. Or have an opinion, you know, and she's right. Would it have been worth it?
Weird.
Who knows? Can't
well,
say you didn't enjoy the show or did.
A lot yeah. of comedians ban cell phones, too. They don't
mm-hmm.
want you recording anything.
That's true.
Right,
so
that's true.
This is going one step further.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Wow.
Kid Rock was reportedly booted from the stage during a recent performance at his bar in Nashville because he went off on multiple TV personalities. We know he's never liked Joy Behar, so that was a given that he was going to drag
yeah.
her. But
different
apparently,
political views, I think.
Yeah, apparently Kathy Lee Gifford was also targeted and Oprah. So yeah, he got dragged off by security, which is really no surprise.
Own bar.
His own bar.
We're trying to save you, man.
And what does he have against Oprah? Well, apparently when he tried to set up an appearance on her show, her people tried to make him write down 5 reasons why he loved her and her show. And I guess he just...
He couldn't come up with 5?
Struggling against
Oprah?
It. I know, right? Wow. Just like American royalty.
It was 4, and then he started to sweat it out.
Jeez.
Like, too much.
Right. All right, well, 'tis the season to get sick. Mm-hmm. And apparently Shawn Mendes has had to cancel a show in Brazil because of laryngitis, and he is so upset about this. He's hoping he can still perform in Rio de Janeiro. And Madonna, too, she's down for the count. She had to cancel her tour dates in Boston because of overwhelming pain. Didn't say what it was, but we know she's been tweeting out some photos of some, you know, hip problems and knee problems.
Right.
It could be that. We're not
yeah.
sure. But we do know Shawn Mendes' fans are upset about that, too.
That's got to be so hard. I mean, if we don't show up, you may upset a couple people at work.
Right,
for them,
right.
it's 20,000. Sorry, 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a refund is just not sorry enough, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
And here we go. Dina's Dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, your holiday hero. They have $1,000 holiday loans now available. And for more details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's up?
All right, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You turns 25 this year.
Wow. It's
all
only
right.
been played a couple billion times, maybe?
Yes. But sadly, it's been voted the most annoying Christmas song, but in a UK poll.
Oh,
so
what do they know about it?
What
yeah,
do they
nothing.
Know exactly?
Good
they were
music.
Recently surveyed. They not only said that Mariah Carey's song was the worst and most annoying Christmas single, but they had a
wow.
whole top 10 list of songs they don't like. So, like, do they just hate Christmas in the UK?
Or maybe there's a channel over there that only plays that song.
Because
that might be it.
Like, over and over again.
Yeah.
See, interestingly, according to Nielsen, All I Want for Christmas Is You has been the best-selling holiday single since they started tracking them with more than 3 million downloads and counting.
Yeah.
So how can hers be the worst if it's the best selling. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Maybe they just don't have any taste.
Yeah.
We
don't want to play
person.
It still.
Sia reportedly surprised a handful of lucky shoppers at Walmart and TJ Maxx in Palm Springs, California last week, according to TMZ. So one shopper took a video that shows Sia going from register to register at the Palm Springs Walmart And when people asked who she was, she said her name was Cece and that she'd just won the lottery.
Oh, I thought you were saying from the Music Factory.
No, other people said they saw her CNC. TJ Maxx doing the same thing earlier in the day. So just call her Sia Claus.
That's great for the people that got their bills taken care of. But what about the ones that were right before them?
Yeah,
that would be me, like, leaving the store.
That's always a bummer.
Oh, they got somebody behind me.
What about me, who's going to stay parked out at the TJ Maxx in West Springfield hoping she shows up there?
Just waiting. I think you'll be waiting quite some time.
Well, I think I'll keep busy enough. Don't you worry about me. Aquaman star Jason Momoa says he is stoked to be named GQ Australia's Man of the Year.
Oh.
Yep, he's on the cover of the latest issue, which is out today. And he said of the honor, "Never in a million years did I think I would be the 2019 GQ Man of the Year. I'm really stoked that I got to beat all the Hemsworths because, you know,
because they're from Australia.
I finally deserve this." They are from Australia. You're right. I mean, you can't argue that he doesn't deserve it, but maybe the Hemsworths have won before and he just doesn't know it.
They could always buy an ad on the inside of the magazine.
That's
now.
True.
Like
page
2 if they want to show, you know, buy a picture ad.
A page 2 fold out.
Yeah.
Right? Even bigger.
Good idea.
Disney's Frozen 2. Well, it froze out the competition for the second weekend in a row with a 5-day weekend total of $124 million. So that means that not only did the sequel win the holiday weekend, it's also broken the record of the biggest Thanksgiving weekend gross of all time.
Whoa.
But you know who probably doesn't care? Idina Menzel's son. Yep, he's 10. She said she practiced the newest song and he would come in and tell her to shush it up. She said, honestly, he does not care about Frozen. When he was in kindergarten, he wanted a couple of cool crayons from a girl. He was like, "Hey, my mom's in Frozen. I can get you an autograph." But other than that, he tells me to shut it in the car. I'm not allowed to sing.
He's working out, right? How old is he?
Well, he's 10 now. Yes, it's been going on since he was 8.
He's already working it. Mm-hmm. Listen to that kid.
Well, he's working it, but now he tells her to stop singing. And, like, I feel the same way, but I don't have her amazing pitch and tunes.
Maybe she just sings all the time because she is a singer.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody's done with it.
Does anybody really like the sound of their parents' voice? Like, my daughter hates my voice.
Well,
and I know it's fantastic.
That's it.
Well, the rest of the free world appreciates Idina Menzel, just not her son, I guess. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.